In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and God, Amen. Today, the 23rd day of the blessed month, Hatur, may our God end it in goodness and renew it within us, for us in peace and tranquility, where our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, O my Father. And my brethren, Amen. On this day, Saint Cornelius, the centurion, departed. He was a captain of the 100 soldiers in Caesarea of Palestine, and he worshipped the stars. When he heard the apostles preaching and saw the miracles performed at their hands, which were above and beyond any human power or pagan gods, he was astonished, confused, and he started to doubt his gods. He forsook the worship of the stars and opened his heart to the Lord through prayers, fasting, and merciful deeds. In his prayers, he repeated, O Lord God, I am confused in my knowledge of you. Direct me and guide me to you. The Lord had compassion on him, accepted his prayers and his compassionate deeds, and sent an angel to announce to him that his prayers and alms had ascended before God and had been accepted by him. He ordered him to send men to the city of Joppa to bring St. Peter the Apostle, who was lodging with Simon the tanner, and would tell him what he must do. Cornelius did as the Lord said, and had St. Peter brought to his house. As Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter lifted up him, saying, Stand up. I myself am also a man. When Peter went in the house, he found many Gentiles who had come together. Then he said to them, You know how unlawful it is for a Jewish man to keep company with or to go to another nation. But God has shown me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Therefore, I came without objection as soon as I was sent for. I ask then, for what reason have you sent for me? So Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour, and at the ninth hour I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in a bright clothing and said, Cornelius, your prayer has been heard, and your alms are remembered in the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa and call Simon here, whose surname is Peter. He is lodging in the house of Simon the tanner by the sea. When he comes, he will speak to you. So I sent you immediately, and you have done well to come. Now, therefore, we are all present before God to hear all the things commanded you by God. Peter then opened his mouth and said, In truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him. Then he preached to them of Jesus Christ, the Lord of all, and explained to them the mystery of his incarnation, crucifixion, resurrection, ascension, and the working of miracles in his name. Cornelius, his household, all his men, and most of those who were with him believed and were baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Straight away, the Holy Spirit descended upon them, as it's stated in Acts 10. Afterwards, Cornelius left the military service and followed the apostles. St. Peter then ordained him a bishop over the city of Caesarea of Palestine. He went there and proclaimed the name of Christ, showing them the error of worshiping idols. Their minds were illuminated with the knowledge of God, and they believed in him. He strengthened them with the signs and miracles he performed before them, and he baptized them all, and among them was Demetrius, the governor. Then he departed in peace and received the crown of glory of the apostles. May his prayers be with us. Amen. On this day also is the commemoration of the great martyr, the chosen bride of the Lord Christ, the fighter, St. Marina, and the consecration of her church in the city of Antioch. May her intercession be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.